ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. The federal government has bowed to weeks of pressure and agreed to hold a royal commission into anti-Semitism and social cohesion following the Bondi terrorist attack last month. 15 people were killed and dozens more injured by gunmen influenced by the Islamic State group. The royal commission will be chaired by former High Court Judge Virginia Bell and is to report back by December. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the inquiry will examine the circumstances of the Bondi attack and other issues, including how religious extremism feeds anti-Semitism. Jewish community leaders have welcomed the national inquiry, saying it's the right step forward. Emergency warnings remain for out-of-control bushfires in central and northeast Victoria. Two structures are believed to have been destroyed by the fire at Longwood near Seymour, where 28,000 hectares have been burned. Further northeast, the fire is continuing to burn west of Woolwa, close to the Victoria-New South Wales border. Authorities say people close to both fires are in danger and need to act now to protect themselves by either sheltering indoors or leaving immediately before conditions become too dangerous. US President Donald Trump says the United States could oversee Venezuela and control its oil revenue for years. In an interview with the New York Times, he reiterated his plans to take Venezuelan oil, sell it at market price, and leave the proceeds in his own control. He also appeared to lift a threat to take military action against Venezuela's neighbour, Colombia. ABC News.